This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Pardon me. One news report indicates that President-elect Trump is trying to make a deal with Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis, but he might be appointed Secretary of Defense, and while I'm at it, how about appointing Laura Trump as Florida Senator when Mark Rubio steps down from that position to become Secretary of State? Now that's a bold move with big-time consequences while reminding the country that for Trump, government has just become another family business, just like it was the last term. If memory still serves, this was the standard operating procedure of the first Trump term and the interregnum in between, so the playbook is fixed and well known. I mention this while noting the widespread editorial and op-ed umbrage expressed at President Biden's announced pardon of his son, Hunter. Biden argued that he'd been targeted unfairly based on politics. He didn't say he was a bonehead for bringing a gun on a plane, but that's just common knowledge, just as it can't be denied that all the Republican sound and fury over Hunter has been overblown and totally partisan. The editorialists and pundits don't like the optics, but friends, as you and I, and definitely Trump understands, this is how power works. Biden would be less the president that I think he has been if he didn't understand fully, after a career in politics, that you use it or lose it, and now is his last shot. He hasn't enriched himself or his family while in office, but that doesn't mean that he should hang them out to dry when he has the power to fix the problem. The facts of his legacy are now well established. He can handle a crimp on the edge of the page. Presidential pardons always stir up a flutter of handkerchiefs raised to delegate faces. Most pardons seem bought and sold by the rich and their handlers and influence peddlers. Others seem performative and designed to make or express a political, cultural, or historic remedy or position. Why not let one loose for the home team? I'll up my ante in his pardon play. Supposedly some people in the White House are advocating that Biden issue blanket pardons for the long list of people that Trump and his team have indicated they will target. Sure, even if he takes this kind of prophylactic action, the list of Trump's grievances and enemies is countless, so he'll miss some. Regardless, this is a good idea. Why should all of us have to live through the next year as some kind of revengeance movie or get-even exercise? I'm also for blanket pardons that clear the jails out of folks still doing time for a tote here or there or clipping a sawbuck or something that added up to three strikes. Let's have some justice and make some people and their families and their communities happy. Why just pardon turkeys when this ridiculous but merciful piece of power is still in good hands? President Biden didn't want to stand in his retirement visiting some prison to see his son. I totally understand that. Leaving his family broken and grieving wasn't going to make him some new friends at the Wall Street Journal or on Fox News. He had the power and he used it. I don't have a beef with that. But since he's taking this little step now, I want him to go hard and go large and spread some mercy and justice around even farther. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.